Back here on ESPN Central Texas, Craig Smoke, your boy Q, and Stephen Simcox producing. Later on tonight, as you'll hear on Fox Sports Central Texas, Paul Catalina just mentioned it, the Astros game four of the ALDS versus the Rays out in the Tampa St. Pete area, 6:07 first pitch. And joining us now on the phone lines, she knows the Astros as well as anybody. You catch her on the broadcasts and on Twitter. Julia Morales joins us now on the phone lines. And Julia, we truly appreciate your time this afternoon, especially with the game to get ready for later on tonight. Obviously, the ideal scenario would have had Zach Greinke in his Astros postseason debut going out and lighting it up like Cole and Verlander, and them going ahead and they're packing their bags and moving on along to the next round. But that was not the case yesterday. A struggle as they fell to make the series 2-1. What was Greinke's reaction to his performance and just kind of the reaction of the team in dropping that first postseason game?
Yeah, no, you know, it's interesting you ask what Greinke's reaction is. We don't really get much of a reaction from him about anything. So it was pretty par for the course post-game, just, you know, made a few mistakes, missed his spots, which we all saw, you know, the changeup getting hit a couple of times yesterday. And he was coming off such an incredible start, too, but it's been almost 12 days or, you know, 11 or 12 days since he'd been on the mound against Seattle where he almost threw that no-hitter. And that was the best we had seen him in an Astros uniform. You were hoping that would just continue, obviously, like you said, but maybe a little rusty. Just he missed, and he got and he paid for it in a big way. This Rays team is pretty good. We've known that about their offense, that they're scrappy and they're, you know, they're ready for mistakes. And they did exactly that. So everything went right for the Rays yesterday. They were ready for it when they got the pitch to hit. But yeah, I mean, just kind of, they're not happy about losing. They do feel good about their situation, though. You think about it, they're up 2-1. They've got Justin Verlander going, and I will tell you that they found out Justin Verlander was going to start for them game four pretty quickly. So it was almost like there was an immediate lead, you know, change of direction, change of focus to that game four with JV on the mound, and they felt pretty good about it.
How concerned are you? How concerned should the Astros be as far as Greinke and this playoff run moving forward as possibly him being the weaker link on the mound for the Astros?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that long ago we were talking about the game four starter and that being kind of the weaker link of not even knowing who you'd want on the mound if there were to be a game four. And obviously all of those questions were answered by you don't. You don't want anybody out there. You want Justin Verlander out there. So I found that to be interesting. But here you are, you know, discussing Greinke and some of the struggles he's had. I don't think they're worried about him yet. This is a guy with so many years of big league experience, so many postseason games under his belt, and, you know, a true veteran. And we've seen him pitch so well, like I mentioned, just so recently, can find his way out of it. So you hope maybe it was just a little rust. Maybe he can turn it all around. But it certainly is a question, and it changes things for the ALCS. If Justin Verlander going tonight, if this goes to be a game five, Garrett Cole's going to pitch. Now, who are you starting at home? Who are you starting on the road? I know it's a lot to look ahead. We're allowed to do that. I know, you know, AJ can't say he's doing it, but you know he's thinking it too as he tries to line things up. But I don't think they're too concerned just yet over a guy who has so much behind him and so much experience.
I read something today, Julie. Was this Verlander's call to get the ball today? Did he lobby AJ Hinch to get the start tonight?
I think it was a true discussion between the two of them. Very open. They've been very good about, you know, discussing how Justin wanted to go about, you know, an extra day's rest during the regular season, or, you know, I mean, what's best for him as far as dialing it down in the month of September. These two have developed a really good relationship. So no, was it Justin Verlander coming out of the dugout and saying it's my turn, you know, give me the ball? Probably not. I mean, they were obviously thinking about this ahead of time. They weren't telling anyone, because we had just heard from the manager before the game that he was probably going to go with Urquidy if he happens to use Wade Miley. So that's kind of how we were all thinking this was going to go. So it was a bomb dropped on us in the press conference to hear that he had changed his mind completely, when in reality, I don't think his mind was, you know, I don't think he changed his mind. I think this was a true discussion that had happened maybe days before. This is JV, a guy who's, for lack of a better term, obsessed with his pregame rituals and his preparation. That's why he's so good. You can't just drop a bomb on JV, right? And so I think all of this was in preparation for something like this, so he would be ready to go, and he was. I mean, the news broke. He came out and talked to the media just minutes after the game and said he was ready. And so, yeah, I mean, of course he wants the ball. But, yeah, I think that was a little bit more of a discussion than anything else.
We're talking with Julie Morales, field reporter for the Houston Astros and host for AT&T Sportsnet Southwest. Julia, it's fitting we're talking about Verlander here. I mean, you've got such an up-close and personal view of the team. He's been around Houston, obviously, for a while now at this point. Just what have you learned about him, being around him, seeing how he interacts with people, how he goes about conducting his business preparation? Because he is one of the true greats, as you know. So what have you learned about watching one of the true greats operate throughout a season?
Yeah, I mean, he's an intense guy when it comes to be his turn. So I will tell you that one of the things I learned quickly was to not be in his way on a day that he starts, because he is on a mission. I mean, he even walks intently, or, you know, intensely. He's got his headphones on. He will literally run over you if you were in his way. So I learned that very quickly about him. Just do not cross paths with him. He is in the zone on game day. But, I mean, you know, what I've learned about him is that he's obviously very confident. He's obviously put together a resume that deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, and he knows that. He is, you know, he you can hear that confidence in a lot of his answers. But at the same time, this dude showed up, listened to what the Astros had to say, got to know pitching coach Brent Strom, and then said, okay, how can I be better? And then he just constantly trying to get better, bringing on a Gerrit Cole, I think was really good for him too. They started bouncing things off of each other. These guys are so smart when it comes to baseball and the analytics, and they really just kind of opened their arms to it, because they know there was, you know, anything to find an advantage, and that's the competitive edge, and he's done that, and that's why he's getting better at this age. So, I mean, if anything, I've learned that about him. He's just, for someone who's been so good and has done things so well in his career, he was still like, how can I get better? This throwing changeups last year, that obviously that was a work in progress, but here he is using it and being really confident in that pitch. I mean, it's incredible for a guy who has already done so much, and, you know, teaching old dog new tricks. I mean, we're teaching this guy new tricks, not to call him old, but yeah, it was pretty impressive stuff with him.
You talked about the zone that Justin Verlander is in. How about the rest of the players as they go on this playoff run? As the expectations, we've been talking about it, like you said, the players can't look ahead, but we can. And we've been talking about it's World Series or bust for the Astros, but what kind of zone are they in? You know, what kind of zone are the players in as far as being locked in, ready to go on this run? And how much different is it from the World Series team from a couple years ago?
Yeah, we noticed this about this club whenever, you know, the win started picking up. But obviously, they've been winning all year. That's how you win 107 games. So when August turned around, we saw some guys get really hot, like an Alex Bregman, who once he got really hot and started to hit the ball out of the ballpark, I think he, in his mind, knew that he had a shot at an MVP. And so he went after it. So you saw him kind of lock in that last 2 months of the season. You saw Verlander and Cole continue to pitch really well, knowing that they were up for a Cy Young. You know, they were going to be competing against each other, so they took it up a notch. Yordan Alvarez hit a home run in his first ever major league game. So what did he do? He had to follow that up with more homers and keep producing and driving in runs, and he did. So what I noticed about this club is that once they got rolling, they did not want to slow down. And, in fact, they just got stronger and stronger. So it was almost like they were picking up steam at the end. And then with, you know, the best record within reach, they went out and got it. They were obsessed with winning these games and, like, so into it every day. It was fun to cover him. I mean, we saw Grinke almost throw a no-hitter with a couple of days left in the season. It was just something every night that they were doing that was so incredible, which I think was good for them. You know, Dodgers clinching weeks before the season, they were playing meaningless games, and the Astros were too, to a certain extent, but it didn't feel like it. They weren't playing like that, which I think helped them get into where they are now. Now, I mean, obviously, you say World Series or bust. That's how they're thinking. So they weren't happy with the loss last night. They know they're better than the Tampa Bay Rays, but they know they have to come out here and play well, and nothing's handed to you just because you have the best record in Major League Baseball. So they know that. It's been so fun, though. I mean, because you can feel it when you watch this team every night.
Have even they been surprised at just how good Yordan Alvarez has been since being called up?
Yeah, you know, some of the guys have, especially the Triple A guys that played with him before in April and May, the guy was hitting rockets and bombs all over the place, so they knew what he was capable of. I think what kind of shocked everyone is that it happened so quickly for him up here, and then, you know, the way pitchers would adjust to him and try to find a weakness, and they just couldn't. There was just no way to get this guy out, it felt like, and then with runners on, I mean, he just has such a quiet approach, a patient approach, and that's what surprised everyone. It was just the fact that he looks well beyond his years, very comfortable. The moment was never too big. Even in the playoffs, this guy, I mean, he's putting up some really nice at-bats. It's impressive. He had two tough ones in that first game and then followed it up with a great at-bat driving in a run for his first postseason RBI and a double. And it was just like, oh, there he is. And he was all pumped up because he was probably so upset that he had two bad at-bats. But, dude, it's your first ever playoff game. And, the moment can get a little bit exciting for you, but it just doesn't with him. Nothing really fazes him. So that's where I think people are just kind of really impressed by this guy, is just how he's handled himself at this level with the expectations that, oh, you're supposed to come up here and hit balls 500 feet. Well, he's done that. So, he's been great and really added to the depth of the lineup.
Well, hey, Julia, certainly appreciate your time this afternoon with a game later on tonight. Julia Morales on Twitter, at Julia Morales, field reporter for the Astros and also AT&T Sportsnet Southwest. We do appreciate it. Hopefully the Astros run continues on. We fully expect it to. And we'll give you a ring down the line as it goes. But thanks so much once again, and good talking to you.
Yeah, I hope to smell like champagne later. So, you guys.
Thanks.